One of the government's top economic advisors is giving the assurance that the administration can stimulate the economy without having the central bank print money. Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell was speaking on this weekend's Brass Tacks Sunday program. That's where he said that the government is now looking at a 1% primary surplus rather than the 6% target it set originally under the Economic Restructuring Program, better known as BERT.
In that environment, therefore, what is now happening is that government is once again putting more, trying to put more into the system, or more appropriately said, is going to extract less than it was when it was having a 6% primary surplus. So the fiscal room that you're hearing about is now that government no longer has to have a primary surplus of over 600 million. It would just be around maybe 100 million. And that, therefore, is the context. Now, truth be told, no one knows what is going to happen 3 months from now. So government is now trying to put the Barbados economy in a survival mode. That is now, we're reversing things and trying our best to help households to survive, help businesses to survive as a result of COVID. So what's happening here is that we have had almost overnight to reverse the very lovely wicket that we were on in correcting the economic fortunes of Barbados. And now we are definitely in a mode of survival. And in this context, there's no doubt that what the Prime Minister presented is more than adequate medicine for the time being when we look over the next 3 to 6 month horizon. What happens after that would be a question of how the entire world economy reacts and responds to COVID-19.
Dr. Maskell is also optimistic that significant projects will start soon.
This work was ongoing prior to COVID. So it's just a question now of getting the economy reopened. And that has to be done sensibly. So the government, therefore, has identified a number of sectors where you can have social distancing. But the important thing is to restart the economy and to make sure that the important issue of health still remains paramount. So in essence, we are confident that we can resume, or we have, in fact, in some sense, started some of these projects already. And this is what is needed to boost the economy. Because in the environment, we are going to lose revenue. And that has been identified to the tune of almost $450 million. But the wonderful part of all of this is that we were able to move our reserves from just around $400 million now to $1.7 billion. And this gives you a cushion upon which you can build. Because in the absence of having the tourism sector to bring in the foreign exchange and the other sectors, you will now have to literally run down your reserves. But you're running them down for a very good cause, to re-stimulate, resuscitate the economy, and also, most importantly, to provide employment for our people. So there's no doubt it is absolutely required. 1.7 cannot be spent in a year. But once you start to see these projects going, and once you start to see employment being created, then you can now counter the reduction of projected revenue for the government. And that can only be done if you enhance and improve economic activity. The government is also planning over the period to inject a fair amount in terms of government, public and capital works in areas of environmental protection, a cleanup program, health and education and construction, and building refurbishment. That is, we now have an opportunity in the school, which would be out for quite a while, to go and do some major renovations. The Barbados Water Authority, capital works to ensure that we get adequate water supply from to St. Joseph and St. John. And there's a major project coming with Vineyard, so that's being capitalized very soon. And then this is an opportunity, as we can see now, when we have to stay at home and work, to really advance our digital transformation. So this is quite a doable stimulus package here that the government is putting in place. And finally, the whole issue of alternative energy, which has been planned for quite a while, but now we're trying to accelerate in order to bring Barbados make Barbados even better positioned after COVID-19.
Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.